I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. You can stay up late to watch her Saturday night, and he whipped out the word cacophony mid-fight. It's Watch What Happens Live with A.D. Bryan and Tom Schwartz now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Monday night, once again confirming that the Pump Rules kids do not vacation well together. Everybody is buzzing about my first guest's new show on Hulu. It's called Shrill, including myself and most of my staff who binged it last week instead of doing any work. Say hi to Bravo superfan A.D. Bryan. Yeah. And from Vanderpump Rules and Tom, it's Tom Schwartz. Hey, Tom Schwartz. This is now your second time appearing on a talk show with Tom Schwartz.
I said I'll only come if I'm with Tom.
Nice. Over at the bar, honoring the adage, if you can't go to Tom, bring Tom to you. And if you can't do that, slap a Tom tea on Michael Dean and call it a day. It's our friend, Michael Dean. Hey, Michael Dean. Yeah. Hell yeah. By the way, I just came from Mariah Carey at Radio City Music Hall. See this tour. It was great. She is no joke. FYI. Schwartz, Sandoval surprised you in a motorcycle that cost him $18K. Was it worth $18K for the surprise?
Every penny.
Yes, it was.
I'm still reeling from that moment.
I might have welled up with tears at one point.
He put so much time and effort into that.
Yeah.
He put everything else aside in his life for that motorcycle.
That was how you showed up at the opening of Shrill, right?
Yes.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
By the way, for real, I love it so much. And you are such a great actress. And I always know your comedic acting, but I mean, this was next level. I absolutely It's really incredible. And, you know, there's no greater arbiter of acting than I. Before Sheena left for Mexico, she told Adam she was going to miss him. His response was that he was going to block her on social media. Okay, so go to WWHL.TV for our first poll because we want to know, do you think Adam is into Sheena, yes or no? A.D., what do you think is going on here?
I don't know. I'm weirdly into Sheena, not like getting attached and being married again. Like, you know, I'm
right.
Kind of, I'd say
I like
let it ride.
Sheena, yeah. Yeah. I love single Sheena.
I like Sheena in over her head with a guy, though, or into him too much.
Yeah, you're right.
You guys do not think Adam is into Sheena. It's a landslide, okay? Jax and Captain Lee got into a Twitter war over the weekend. Were you aware of this? About whose show is more real? Below Deck or Vanderpump Rules. That is a Twitter war that I can get into. It brings us to our next poll. Whose side are you on, Jax or Captain Lee? I've been wanting to ask this question. 80, whose side are you on, Jax or Captain Lee?
Gotta be Jax, I guess.
Right.
Hey, Jax.
Wow. This is going all over the map. The audience. Oh, this is a landslide again. It's a landslide.
This is drama.
On Summer House, Jordan bragged about his sexual conquest, and it all seemed totally fake to everybody. Take a look.
This is how you lost your virginity.
Yeah, she sticks her tongue in my asshole, and I didn't know what to do. I had a knee-jerk reaction. I kicked her off the bunk and, like, broke her actual nose.
Sure that I've seen this in a movie. It's called 40-Year-Old Virgin.
I made out with three girls last night.
Last night?
Yeah, she was one of three.
Well, I'm not a math guy, but that's a lot of chicks.
I've had a lot of crazy sexual experiences in my life. Jordan, calling bullshit. You're a f***ing liar.
Okay. FYI, have you ever met this character, Tom Schwartz?
I have. He's a great dude. That's funny enough, that's how I lost my virginity, too.
I'm getting too horny.
I'm glad you said it. I know you have questions for 80 and Tom, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, 80 elevates every SNL sketch she's in, but there was a moment in one back in April that made us extra pumped. Actually, that's not the only Vanderpump-related sketch you've been in. Were you not in that one with Jimmy Fallon when he guest hosted?
I think I was in that.
Yes.
I'm pushing it through on SNL, I promise.
Well, here's what. Following the rules that you just dictated, 80, it is time for you to weigh in on this season's drama. Thoughts on the reveal of Tom? Will LVP eventually give the Toms more responsibility?
I think so. I also think in a weird way, like, you don't want to run the business. You want to be the face of the business.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Thoughts on Lala's behavior at Sir when she yelled at Raquel James and Billy Lee.
Wow. When Lala pops off, come on.
Should LVP fire her?
I mean, for my sake, no.
Thoughts on Jax and Brittany wanting to create and sell their own beer cheese?
Okay, I thought this was going to be like a plot line through the entire season.
It's dropped a little bit,
but I'm interested in tasting the cheese.
Yes. Thoughts on Kristen and Carter's relationship? Is that a healthy relationship?
I am stressed by this every time. I'm feeling very stressed.
Thoughts on Katie excluding James from Mexico for his drunken behavior?
Well, I feel like the audience gets the full backstory on James, so you're always feeling a little rough about it.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Thoughts on the new Jax?
And wow to the new Jax. I'm into it.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, Amy. I appreciate it. Second on tonight's Pump Rules, Schwartz and Sandoval celebrated the long-awaited opening of Tom. And here's what, they may have run out of gas, but to steal from the book of Vicki Gunvalson, the Toms were filling up each other's love tanks all night long. Take a look.
What the This is sick. Oh my God, holy s***. You got me gloves? I love gloves.
Let's go for a spin, dude.
This is so sick.
Cease to amaze me. I haven't had a chance to thank you for everything, by the way.
I couldn't imagine doing this with anybody else.
This is a moment that I will remember forever. I love you, Sandoval.
So nice. I love it.
Me too. You guys have sucked each other off.
Just the tip.
Okay, finally, while the opening of Tom had Schwartz flying high, it also somehow inversely caused his relationship with his wife to hit quite a low. Take a look.
God, yeah, this is...
Maybe you'll have some more time for me.
You're gonna be like, Schwartz, wake up, dude.
Bubba.
Oh, thank you, Dodie.
Oh, that's delicious.
Bring him home. We're gonna go back.
You're getting a vodka rocks. Sorry, dude.
I haven't seen much of Tom.
How are you guys up here?
Back up the plants.
I'm ready for a little, you know, Tom time.
Bubba, you're being a wet blanket.
Well, I'm sorry, I haven't seen you.
You don't even pay attention to me.
Everything about you is just very ugh. You don't have the wherewithal to say, you know what? Let's just leave this in here for now. Let's go upstairs.
You don't have the wherewithal to say I'm in a
husband.
Try being with a f***ing wife for 7 years.
Whoa. Go to WWHL.TV and tell us, whose side are you on, Schwartz or Katie? Let's see how the viewers feel.
Your ass got busted.
I know. Anything to say for yourself, Schwartzy?
Oh, God, that's not me.
That's not you?
We're more in love than we've ever been in, and that, oh God, I feel awful watching that back again.
Well, it looks like a landslide. Looks like they're on your side, buddy. Yeah. So at least there's that. You can go home to your wife with that knowledge.
All right.
Here's what, Tom, since Katie has accused you of being more into work than her, let's see if she's right. I'm going to ask you some questions, and we'll see if your answers get you in trouble with your baba. Would you rather have a romantic dinner with Katie or host an A-list celebrity event at Tom Tom?
The former.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you choose Katie. Would you rather go on a hometown trip to see Katie's family or go on a romantic work trip with Sandoval to Vegas?
Both.
Would you rather sit in a coach next to Katie or sit on a private jet with Vanderpump on a work trip? Okay, Vanderpump. Would you rather stay home while Katie has a girls' night at your apartment or go work a double shift at Tom Tom?
80s night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you rather get a couple's massage with Katie or get massaged by Sandoval?
I'm gonna go for Sandoval. He's got strong hands.
Thank you very much. 80, number one question for you is, people want to know if there are plans for a second season of Shrill.
I mean, I hope so. It's up to Hulu. Let them know, baby.
Yes. Yes. Tom, do you think you and Katie will start a family soon?
I think so. I mean,
yeah?
We're in negotiations right now.
You are?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Seems like you're in a great place to start a family.
By the way, you've inspired me. I can't wait to have kids.
Oh, good.
I'm really excited about
Aww.
It. I love kids.
Oh. And you love gloves.
Yeah.
By the way, I love your Tom Tom shirt. Thanks, show
Andy.
It to us. It's super cool.
Yeah.
No, show it to the camera. It's great. And Miley Cyrus came by the other night, and you were there when she came?
Yes.
Did you know she was coming?
I did. I heard it in advance, and she's dreamy.
Really?
She's so down to earth and cool. And I get nervous, though. I get nervous around celebrities.
Yeah.
Ooh.
80, Jessica G wants to know how it's felt being Twitter-free recently.
Oh.
I love it that you
fantastic.
Quit Twitter. It's like, yes.
Yeah, I think it's a bad space. So
it
I
is.
Like to
it
stay
is.
Out of there.
I only download it on Mondays. I delete it the rest of the week. Six
That's
days a week,
so
no Twitter.
Funny.
On Mondays, I download it, yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Christine from Wisconsin, what's your question for Tom? I don't know who your question's for. What? It's for Tom. What is it?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hi, Andy. Yes, my question is for Tom.
Okay.
I actually forgot it too, but I know it has to do with Katie and
but you
everything
forgot
on the show
question.
Today.
Oh.
I did forget the question. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It has
All right.
to do with the way he was treating Katie, and I want to know if they resolved that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been some time ago, right?
We did in a timely manner.
Yeah, you did. Maybe in next week's episode, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. I was just telling Andy, like, those fights used to last weeks.
Right.
And now it's like...
When was the last time you rage texted each other?
It's been a while.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's an epic rage texter, but she's retired now.
Yeah. Morgan D texted, 80, can you give us any hints about what the SNL writers are thinking of doing this week with the Mueller report?
Oh, gosh. I really don't know, because we start writing on Tuesday nights.
Oh, so Tuesday nights are
tonight,
your night?
I'm thinking about nothing.
Yes. MJ from Shaws of Sunset has tweeted.
Oh.
She said, Schwartzy, we love you, but you can't deny that the right move is to give that first class seat up for wifey.
Wow.
I put it out there 100%. I said, please take it. I could care less about flying first class, but she was being stubborn.
She was being stubborn.
Yeah.
At that point, maybe there was no winning the argument.
No, there wasn't.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, let's go to Ocean from Pennsylvania. That's confusing. Hi, Ocean.
So, 80.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
So, 80, what are you thinking about Barbara Kay from The Real Housewives of New York?
About what?
About Barbara Kay. How do you feel about Barbara Kay?
Oh,
New York Housewives?
Thrilled. I'm loving all the like clam bakes.
Yes.
And all
yes.
the like I'm into a party where there's like a million lobsters.
Yes.
So
yes.
please invite me, Barbara.
Jason M texted, what's your take on the Puppygate drama happening on Beverly Hills Housewives?
Oh, my main takeaway is like I can't believe they're almost never talking about like Dorit and the actual dog, and that it's all about like who said what and who knew
yes,
what. Because
yes.
it's like the dog stuff is pretty messed up. Yeah. You know?
Next week on Vanderpump Rules, it's Stassi and Bo's turn for a Mexico meltdown. Schwartz, are you excited to watch knowing it's not you this time?
Oh, such a relief.
Let's take a look at this sneak peek.
Why are you acting so miserable?
I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
You want me to put my heart out with your friends and your job? The stuff that I did it. I feel battered.
I cannot so handle being over again. I can't.
How are we gonna have a future if you don't trust me?
I know Bo. I know that he would rather be like out drinking with the guys. But no, he's here in bed, but he doesn't want to be. Like he's my freaking prisoner. I want him to want to be my prisoner.
No.
Thoughts, 80.
I mean, I am so stressed by all the deep communication during extreme drunken moments.
Yes, yes.
It's the most incredible part of Vanderpump Rules. It's like, you gotta table it.
Guess what? It's game time, everybody. Between telling James off and fighting back at Katie, it seems like baby Schwartzy really found his voice this season. Okay. Well, guess what? He's about to find a bunch of other people's voices as we play Stay Still and Shrill. Tom, you will stay still as we place a mouth over yours, which will spout off different Pump Rules quotes in a shrill voice. 80 stars in Shrill on Hulu. 80, it's your job to guess who said each one. Okay, so stay still and shrill, Tom. Okay, first one.
You're a piece of you deserve rotten hell.
Any idea who that is?
I mean, no.
Okay.
I'm gonna say, is it like Lala?
It is Britney.
You're a piece of you deserve rotten hell.
Okay.
I deserve
okay.
that.
Okay, let's hear another.
He's a battered wife. Look at him!
Wow.
Who called who a battered wife?
Wow, I'm shaken. I don't know. I'm gonna say, is it Tom Sandoval?
It is Tom Sandoval.
He's a battered wife. Look at him.
About Tom Schwartz.
I did know that.
Okay. This may be. Who is this pretending to orgasm?
Is it Ariana?
It is Sheena.
Wow.
Actually.
Wow, okay. This game is humbling me.
Yeah, it's hard. Okay, here's another one.
Problem is I don't like the sound of your voice. It's like a cacophony.
Okay, I know that's you.
That is
Problem
you,
is I don't
yes.
like the sound of your voice.
Very
it's
good.
Like a cacophony.
Okay, one more.
I don't even know that was English.
That was Kristen Doty saying suck a dick. Yes.
Good.
Okay,
suck a
thanks
dick.
For playing. Let's go to Mark from Kentucky. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Andy. I got a question for Tom Schwartz.
Okay.
Why did you let Sandoval take the blame for inviting James to Mexico when you're the one who invited him in the first place?
Well, that's a good question.
No, it's a great question, Mark. And it was we were caught up in the moment. And honestly, maybe I'm being naive, but I didn't think it would be that big of a deal. And then I saw the reaction the girls had when they found out that I did invite him.
Specifically your wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was a firm no.
Yeah.
So, I can't cross the wifey. So at that point, I mean, yeah.
Tabitha from Wisconsin for A.D. Bryant. What's your question, Tabitha?
Hi, Andy. Nice to say hi to you again. Schwartzy, just
Yeah, wifey number one. Addie, amazing. I just want to know, who's your favorite SNL co-host, et cetera?
Who has been your favorite SNL host?
Oh, man, really tough to choose. Yeah. I mean, I love when Drake has come. That has been, like, one of my faves. He's so sweet and lovely. He, like, had a chef make us dinner one night. Wow. It was like, he's a dream. Yeah.
You're a dream.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yes. Dean C. wants to know if any of your SNL co-stars gave a speech at your wedding.
No. Oh. And I'm actually pissed about it. No.
It is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Rosie O'Donnell for admitting in the upcoming tell-all book about The View that she had a crush on former co-host Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Wow, if Rosie and Elizabeth were a couple, I can only imagine what their dynamic would be.
I've been begging for you to pay attention to me.
The problem is I don't like the sound of your voice.
All I need you to do is just f-ing listen to
it's
me.
It's like a cacophony.
Little f-ing pathetic brain that cannot.
You have the EQ of a 14-year-old.
Tonight's Jackal goes to Michael Avenatti. He was arrested today for alleged extortion and fraud, which caused quite the interesting reaction from Orange County housewife Kelly Dodd, who tweeted that she dodged a bullet after having dated him. I am not sure what his sentence will be, but if he's convicted, something tells me that Kelly has already sentenced him to a lifetime of being a twerp and a little bitch. I want to thank AD Tom and Michael for being here. No. Anyhow, we're back chatting with AD Bryant, the new series of Shrek. Watch season one on Hulu now. And Tom Schwartz from Vanderpump Rules. Michael Dean is making Tom drinks. Michael Dean, anything you want to plug?
Well, I'm just going to say I've been tasting these drinks right now. They are bomb.
Wow. Man. Very nice.
Thank you.
Okay, do you want to plug your Instagram or anything?
Yeah, yeah, I guess I could do that too. Michael Dean 2.0, give me a follow.
Yeah. Yeah. Was there a Michael Dean?
There was a 1.0. He's gone now.
Oh, really? Wow.
Okay, RIP.
Okay. Oh, let's go to Shannon from Jersey. Hey, Shannon, what's up?
Hey, Andy. Hi, Andy. I love you.
Hey.
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to know, what do you think Jax will be doing 5 years from now?
That's a good question.
Hey, Shannon. That is a good question. I think he will have, like, I'd set the over-under at 4 kids. And
wow.
Yeah, he's going to have Sunday barbecues, and it's going to be beautiful. He's ready to be a dad.
Very good. Yeah. Let's go to Jason from San Antonio. Hey, Jason, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Just want to say what's up to Schwartz. We were at TomTom recently on our Vanderpump honeymoon, me and my wife. We took a picture with you, and we thank you for that.
No,
can we just pause before you get to your question for 80? And can I just find out what else happened on your Vanderpump honeymoon?
Well, we went to Sir. We met Brittany. We met Jax. We met both Toms. We met James Kennedy.
Wow.
We kept missing Lisa Vanderpump, but we just stayed right there between Pump, Sir, the Abbey, and
Vandercrawl.
Wow.
Vandercrawl.
That's amazing. Wow. Was it now, forgive me, because you mentioned the Abbey, was it two men who were on a honeymoon or a man and a lady?
No. It's me and my wife.
Wow, you're a good man, Jason. What's your question for 80?
It seems like his question cannot be for me.
No, it is.
I do have a question for you. Who do you think is the most annoying Vanderpump cast member this season?
Oh, my gosh. Very tricky question.
I know. Yes, Shady Bryant.
Okay, I'm Shady Bryant. You know, I don't know. I guess...
You can say me.
No, because I love you. I really, like, love all the Vanderpump people with all their, like, warts and all.
Yeah.
Probably literal warts, to be honest. For me, I'm like, that's part of it.
Yes.
So I don't, I,
there
you know.
Go. You love even their warts.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Congrats on your honeymoon, or on your wedding. Josh from Illinois. Hey, Josh, what's your question?
Hey, how you doing? This question's for Tom. Tom, I want to know what you thought of Sheena's current dating situation.
Love. Thanks. This has been an all straight guy episode of Phone Callers.
I think It seems like they're both ambivalent.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard. It's complicated. And I don't know if anyone, no one really knows. Not even them, I don't think. But they still hang out on a semi-regular basis. Ooh.
I kept seeing him at Equinox when I was waiting for my son to be born.
Yeah, he's a stud. Adam's incredibly charming. I'm a huge fan, by the way. Adam, I love you.
Let's go to Katie from Tennessee. Hey, Katie, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, thank you so much. Well, tonight we saw Bo dressed up in his taco-loving dinosaur costume trying to make Stassi laugh. And my question was for 80. What is the craziest thing a celebrity has done to make the SNL team laugh?
Ooh. Okay, I don't want to disclose who.
Okay.
But I will say that once someone like at the table read took off their actual shirt.
Wow.
And it felt like a big swing.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know?
I was going to ask, like, do people ever come in and do that, think, you know, I remember once I ran into Jerry Seinfeld at a restaurant, and it was before I really knew him, and I was like doing shtick. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, like, I think at SNL, people assume that it's like zany and crazy all the time because they've like heard stories from the 70s, but it's like a pretty straightforward, like, you know, we don't have a lot of time. We got to get the job done.
Right.
And so sometimes I think people are bored with how much we're like, okay, let's read the script.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
right.
Like, it's just like, yeah.
Right. So what has been the most gratifying part of putting Shrill out there? Because people are responding to it so well.
Wow. I mean, it's been so overwhelming. And I think I really thought I was making this, like, small show for, you know, fat ladies who felt unseen or whatever. And it's really been so overwhelming because pretty much anyone with a body can relate to some element of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's that part of it has been so overwhelming and beautiful.
The scene of you in your parents' house when you really let it all out.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Oh, thanks, Andy. Andy sent me the nicest message after he watched, and I truly was like, if Andy likes it, I'm all in.
Uh-huh, that's
no,
nice.
It was so nice.
It really spoke to me. I mean, it's everybody who's seen it is just absolutely. Did you have a relationship with the writer, and I can't remember her name?
Yeah, Lindy West.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she worked on the show with us. And
she did.
So, yeah, I mean, and it is ultimately her story, and it kind of became this, like, amalgamation of a lot of people in our writer's room, but I think ultimately it's a really universal story where it's like people are in a lot of pain with their own bodies and hating themselves, and that's a tough way to live your entire life.
Were you a writer? You were a writer.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I wrote on every episode, and I think, you know, we tried to find the universal moments that everyone can identify with. So.
Do you have a favorite episode, by the way?
Oh, tough to choose. You know, it's weird because almost every audience member has said, like, we love episode 4, which is like the pool party.
Uh-huh.
But I really love episode 3, which kind of ends with like the spaghetti eating moment that I feel like is like kind of a triumphant thing, too.
Yes.
Check it out, y'all.
The series is Shrill. You can watch it now on Hulu. Tom Schwartz, Vanderpump Rules, Michael Dean 2.0. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants.
that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.